it's still good. Okay, so today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter number 3, text number 12. And I did sign up for that conference call thing. We have a membership now. We have to start doing it every day and advertise it. So the buddies who can't come can tune in on the conference call. Once it's set up, I'll send an email out to everyone who can't come physically. You can come via electronically. Okay? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Jnanam
yat
yat
Pratinivrita
Guna
Guna
Urmi
Urmi
Chakram
Sakram
Atma
Atma
Prasada
Prasada
Bhuta
Bhuta
Yatra
Yatra
Guneshu
Guneshu
Asanga
Asanga
Kaivalya
Kaivalya
Sammata
Sammata
Atta,
Atta,
Tu,
Tu,
Atta,
Atta,
Bhakti Yoga,
Bhakti Yoga,
Ka,
Ka,
Nirvrita,
Nirvrita,
Hari Katasu,
Hari Katasu,
Ratim,
Ratim,
Na,
Na,
Kuryat,
Kuryat,
Jnanam Jnana Prati Nirvrita Ganarmicha. That doesn't fit so well either. Let's try the bronze medium. Gyanam yana pratinivritta ganam. Yeah, that one works well. Gyanam yana pratinivritta gunarmi chakram.
Gyanam yana pratinivritta gunarmi chakram.
Atma prasada utayatra guneshus asanga.
Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sanga.
Kaivalya sammata patastuta apta. Oh, wait, excuse me. Kaivalya sammata patastuta. Oh, it's tapata. Okay. Kaivalya sammata patasvata bhakti yoga.
Kaivalya sammata patasvata
bhakti yoga.
2.3.12. Ko nivrito harikatha suratin nakurya.
Ko nivrito harikatha suratin nakurya.
Jnanam yad apratina vritta gunarmi chakram.
Jnanam yad
apratina vritta gunarmi chakram.
Let's try it again here. We'll go slower so everybody can get up to speed. Jnanam yad apratina vritta gunarmi chakram.
Jnanam yad apratina vritta gunarmi chakram.
Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha.
Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha.
Kaivalya sammata patasvata bhakti yoga.
Kaivalya sammata patasvata bhakti yoga.
Ko nivrita harikatha suratim nakuryat.
Ko nivrita harikatha suratim nakuryat.
Note while you're pronouncing it, both M's are pronounced in that word, sammata. Sammata, you say both M's in there. Sammata, like that. Jnanam yada pratina vritta gunarmi chakram.
Jnanam yada pratina vritta gunarmi chakram.
Actually, both T's are also pronounced. Let me try. I think I missed it. Jnanam yada pratina vritta gunarmi chakram.
Jnanam yada pratina vritta gunarmi chakram.
Atma Atma-prasada-utayatra-guneshva-sangha
Atma-prasada-utayatra-guneshva-sangha
Kaivalya-sammata-patastvata-bhakti-yoga
Kaivalya-sammata-patastvata-bhakti-yoga
Kornivrita-harikatha-suratim-nukuryat
Gyanam yada pratinivritta gunarmi chakram
Gyanam yada pratinivritta gunarmi chakram
Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha
Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha
Kaivalya sammata patastva atha bhakti yoga
Kaivalya sammata patastva atha bhakti yoga
Gyanam yada pratinivritta gunarmi chakram
Gyanam yada pratinivritta gunarmi chakram
Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha
Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha
Kaivalya sammata patasvata bhakti yoga
Kaivalya sammata patasvata bhakti yoga
Ko nivrto harikatha sunratim na kuryat
Ko nivrto harikatha sunratim na kuryat
Gnanam yada pratinivritta gunarmi chakram
Gnanam yada pratinivritta gunarmi chakram
Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha
Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha
Kaivalya sammata patasvata bhakti yoga
Kaivalya sammata patasvata bhakti yoga Karnivrita harikatha suratim na kuryat
Jnanam yada pratinivritta gunarmi chakram
Jnanam yada pratinivritta gunarmi chakram Atma prasada utayatra guneshva sangha
Kaivalya sammata patastva bhakti yoga
Kaivalya sammata patastva bhakti yoga
Karnivrito harikatha suratim na kuryat
Karnivrito harikatha suratim na kuryat
Jnanam yad apranitam Gormani chakra.
Okay, so like that.
Should I stop now?
Yeah. It's okay, Jagmavati. Short one we will give you. It's already very late also.
Jnanam,
Jnanam,
knowledge,
knowledge,
yet,
yet,
that
which,
up to the limit of,
up to the limit of,
pratinivritta,
pratinivritta,
completely withdrawn,
completely withdrawn,
guna or me,
guna or me,
the waves of the natural modes,
waves of
Chakram,
chakram,
whirlpool,
whirlpool, atma prasada, self satisfaction, uta, moreover, yatra,
where there is,
guneshu,
in the modes of nature,
in the modes of nature,
asanga,
asanga,
no attachment,
no attachment,
kaivalya,
kaivalya.
Transcendental,
sammata,
approved,
pata,
path,
to,
but, pata,
therefore,
bhakti yoga,
devotional service,
ka,
who,
nirvrita,
absorbed in. absorbed in
Parikathasu, in the transcendental topics of the Lord. Suratim, attraction.
Na shamat kuryat. Do.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Transcendental knowledge in relation with the Supreme Lord Hari is knowledge resulting in the complete suspension of the waves and whirlpools of the material modes. Such knowledge is self-satisfying due to its being free from material attachment and being transcendental. It is approved by authorities. Who could fail to be attracted? Wow. Ki jai. Purport. Srila Vyasadeva really. Oh, wow. This is so nice. Whoever's speaking here. According to Bhagavad Gita 10.9, the characteristics of pure devotees are wonderful. The complete functional activities of a pure devotee are always engaged in the service of the Lord, and thus the pure devotees exchange feelings of ecstasy between themselves and relish transcendental bliss. Are you all ready? You ready? This is Bhagavatam will take us to this level if we absorb ourselves in Bhagavad Gita, in our thoughts, words, and deeds, and that's what's going to happen. When we associate with devotees, we'll be exchanging feelings of ecstasy with each other. Wow. And we're relishing faith, transcendental happiness. This transcendental bliss is experienced even in the stage of devotional practice, sadhana, avastha. Wow, it's a great encouragement. I mean, I don't have to be a liberated soul to taste the bliss. I don't have to be seeing Krishna face to face on the Brahma Bhuta stage or whatever to actually, you don't, even the level of practice, sadhana, the sadhana level for being neophytes like us, even neophytes like us, we can taste this transcendental bliss. This transcendental bliss is experienced even in the stage of devotional practice. But there's a condition. What's the condition? We've got to meet this condition, otherwise we're going to miss the bliss. If properly undertaken under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. You mean I have to spend it to the guru? I can't just do it on my own? Can't just wing it? No. You have to do it under the order of the spiritual master. You have to do it under the order of the spiritual master. Otherwise, you miss the bliss. But the spiritual master is very kind. He's not some mean, nasty ogre who's going to exploit you. He's wonderful. He's sweet. He's oozing with nectar. So one should have faith in the spiritual master and fully surrender his instructions. And then, guaranteed, you'll be able to exchange feelings of ecstasy with the spiritual master and with all of the devotees. And in the mature stage, that's just on the beginning stage. Now let's look at the mature stage. And in the mature stage, the developed transcendental feeling culminates in relation of the particular relationship of the Lord. That means you get to, you realize who you are in Krishna's pastimes. Your sarupa is revealed to you. That's called sarup siddhi. You realize, hey, I'm a cowherd boy, I'm a cowherd girl. I'm a blade of grass and the gopis walk on me every day. You say, or I'm a cow, or a deer, or a butterfly, or I'm a rock. There was one song called Help, I'm a Rock. Help, I'm a rock. But it's not like that. Oh, no, I'm a rock, help me. I'm trapped in a rock's body. No. Every devotee is, they're all human beings, but they desire to serve Krishna in a certain way, and Krishna reciprocates for their desire to serve him in any way they choose to serve him. So all these rasas, they're not locked in, you know. It's according to your own desire. You serve the Lord in the way that you want to serve him. And he agrees to reciprocate with you as a gopi, a gopa, a parent, a servant, a friend. the cow, the water in the river, whatever you want, the cloud in the sky, they're also personalities. The clouds in Goloka Vrindavan are also personalities. It's like even here, the Samavartaka cloud is personality. So even the clouds in Goloka are persons. So whatever way you want to reciprocate with Krishna, he says, all right, you can, we will reciprocate in that way, whatever your heart desires, however you'd like to reciprocate with me. So that's in the mature stage, you actually realize your particular relationship with the Lord, in which a living entity is originally constituted up to the relationship of conjugal love in the Lord, which is estimated to be the highest transcendental bliss. What if I'm... Then why would somebody want to be anything else but a gopi then? You know? If a gopi is the highest bliss, then how you'd have any... Then how would you want to be anything else? I mean, it seems like some of them say, well, wouldn't everybody want to be a gopi then, if that's the highest transcendental bliss? Well, if everybody's a gopi, then nobody's a gopi, you know what? Because gopi means a cowherd girl, right? If they're all gopis, that means there's no cows. There's no cows. There's no gopis. So somebody has to be a cow, so there can be gopis.
Wow.
Can't be a cowherd girl if there's no cows, is it? So if somebody said, okay, now you have to be a gopi, you have to be this. No, everybody serves according to their desire, how they want to serve Krishna. And all the positions get filled up. There's enough devotees who want to be cows. And somehow or other, it just all works out. Everybody gets to be whatever they want to be. And it's a perfect scene. There's five primary rasas and also seven secondary rasas, which are like spices that enhance the five primary rasas. Even ghastliness is one of them. So continuing here. Thus, bhakti yoga, being the only means of God realization, is called kaivalya. Srila Jiva Goswami quotes the Vedic version, Eko Narayana Deva Para Varanam Paramad Astikabhaya Sangitaha, in this connection, and establishes that Narayana, the personality of Godhead, is known as Kaivalya, and the means which enables one to approach the Lord is called Kaivalya Panta, or the means of attainment of Godhead. That's the pathway, you see. Panta means pathway. Panta also can mean pathway. Kaivalya Panta. The means of attaining Godhead. This Kaivalya Panta begins from Shravana, or hearing those topics that relate to the personality of Godhead. This is what we're doing right now, you see. This is the beginning of that step. This is the first step in Kaivalya Panta, to hear the glories of the Lord. So we're all engaged in it. Even I'm the speaker, I'm also hearing. And so we're all engaged in this process of hearing, and that's how we begin this Kaivalya Panta. Are hearing the topics that relate to the personality of God, and the natural consequence of hearing such Hari Katha is attainment of transcendental knowledge, which causes detachment from all mundane topics for which a devotee has no taste at all. In the material world, everybody's very eager in mundane topics. What's the latest news? What's the latest gossip? Who won, you know, who won the plow of the game? The Dallas Cowboys won, or the Dallas, or the Denver Broncos, or whatever they're called. Who won the game, is it? The Super Bowl, they spent, you know, millions of people watched the Super Bowl, or the Texas A&M and UT game, which is a big one too here in Texas. Texas Aggies versus UT was a classic game on Thanksgiving. Everyone used to watch. I don't know if they're still doing it, but... So the devotee loves interesting things. This is Super Bowl weekend. How can I go to the Sunday program? It's Super Bowl weekend. No. We even had an experience like that. In the old days, we didn't have any Indian members. It was all just American boys and girls in our temples here in the U.S. But we had one Indian family. And they became life members, and they became regulars at our temple. And then in Houston, there was no Indians at all in Houston. It was just a bunch of American boys and girls you know, doing book distribution, Arunam, that was it. But this one family, Miss Vashni Shah, and yeah, got initiated eventually. They became like members, and then all of a sudden, it just took up like a rocket. There's like 300 Indian families. This place was packed.
Wow.
In Houston. It was amazing to see. But one, it was the Super Bowl one weekend, you see. And so Rashmi Shah decided to stay home with his kids and watch the Super Bowl. You know, the Super Bowl is only, you know, temple's good, the Super Bowl is really great, and we don't want to miss the Super Bowl. So one of the kids, I forget which Rocky, I remember Rocky. It was his nickname, must have been Rakesh. But Rocky, he said, no, I want to go to the temple. I don't want to watch Super Bowl, I want to go to the temple. He was determined, no, I don't want to go to the temple. So the whole family turned off the TV and they came to the temple. He saved the whole family. Rocky saved the whole family from the Super Bowl. So in this way, you see, he got that higher taste. He got that higher taste. Because when, by this hearing, that's why we encourage everyone. In fact, we're going to start a program of conference. We just signed up with what's called Start Meeting. But even if you can't come, we're going to have some way you can tune in on your the telephone. We're going to have a conference call by class, so the devotees can tune in from all over the place. We're just looking into it now. I signed up, I'm going to see how it works. So the more you hear, Shravana, 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 Kaivalya Panta, you see, it starts with that. So you got to arrange your life, you can hear, 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 hear. That hearing will actually take you from the stagnant stage all the way to the affectional stage. Just like you keep, the hearing is the way that you progress, you see. And that by hearing, you naturally then will become inspired to chant, you naturally become inspired to serve very nicely. It all begins with hearing. So if you're finding some deficiency in your chanting, you're finding some deficiency in your mood of service, it's easy to rectify. You just have to hear, 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 hear. And by that hearing, which is the medicine, you see, the doctor Prabhupada, you see, he's giving us this medicine to conject through the ears instead of a shot in the arm, it's a shot in the ears. You hear it, you come hear, 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 hear. You do it regularly, just like some people take a shot every day, diabetics, I mean. So we have to take a shot every day. Every day we have to hear. If you can't hear a lecture or read, it's that silent hearing. Every day, Baba said, every spare minute you should read these books. So we either read, hearing Baba lectures, hearing advanced devotees give lectures, coming to the center, hearing lectures. Somehow or other, hear, 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 every day, even if it's for 5 minutes. Somehow, this is my daily duty, not only my job, but I have to hear. I have to, you know, hear the philosophy, hear the glories of the Lord spoken by the pure devotees, or the advanced devotees. In this way, we will make that progress on the Kaivalya Panta. So now we'll continue here in the purport. For our devotee, all mundane activities, social and political, become unattractive. And in a mature state, such a devotee becomes uninterested even in his own body, what to speak of bodily relatives. Wow. Actually, I read that the pure devotee doesn't even realize when he left his body. He becomes totally absorbed in his transcendental relationship with Krishna, his rasa. And even when he leaves his body, he didn't know when it happened. He's become so beyond this. He's not only interested in his relatives, because what do they say? Relatives are relative. They're not absolute. Is it? Now, but Papa also encouraged us in these relative relationships. You don't have to negate them, you engage them. Just like Prabhupada said, he told us, you're not Americans. You're not American or this or that. But he said, if you actually feel for your country, he was appealing to our sense of American identity. You see. And the one said, you're not Americans. He said, if you actually feel for your country. You see, then save them, they're dying. So on one hand, I know that, you know, I don't have actually this relationship I have, son, father, husband, wife, these are things. It's not really the real identity, but you can engage that at the same time. Don't negate it, but engage it. My sense of identity is a husband, a wife, a father, a son, a brother, a sister, whatever. I know it's not the true identity, but it doesn't mean you have to negate it. You engage it in Krishna's service. And that way you can use your attachments to advance yourself in Krishna consciousness. So see, the Maya bodies don't have that privilege, but the Vaishnavas have that privilege. Our philosophy allows us to dovetail our attachments in Krishna's service. So that's why this, and we're very, and let's face it, we are very, very attached. In this Kali Yuga, we're very, very attached people. And maybe a few rare souls, but generally we're all very attached. That's how we're emotionally constituted. We're very, very attached. So we can utilize that attachment in the service of Krishna to liberate us from attachment. It is called using a thorn to remove a thorn. Just like you're out there on Govardhan Purukama, and you get a thorn in your foot, and you let your tweezers back in the ashram. Oh no, what to do? You take another thorn and fill out the first thorn. So now we'll continue here. In such a state of affairs, one is not agitated by the waves of the material modes. There are different modes of material nature and all mundane functions in which a common man is very much interested, or in which he takes part, become unattractive for the devotee. This state of affairs is described herein as prati-nivritta-gunarmi, and that it is possible by atma-prasad, or complete satisfaction without any material connection. This is an interesting term. There's Krishna-prasad and atma-prasad. So we can say, by taking Krishna Prasad, you become Atma Prasad. Completely self-satisfied, you see. Now this state of Atma Prasad is really a wonderful state, because in that state, you can be happy in any condition. You can be rich, you can be famous, you can be infamous and poverty-stricken, you can be respected, you can be neglected. When you achieve this state of Atma Prasad, then you will be completely joyful in all circumstances. Brahma Bhutta Prasanatma, you'll be very peaceful. So, the more we take Krishna Prasad, we will achieve the state of Atma Prasad. So keep taking Krishna Prasad. One of my students, he just asked to give a Bhagavatam class, but he's still eating bhoga. So he asked me, Gurudev, do you want me to get class? I don't feel good because I'm still in the Vyasasana. Actually, the Vyasasana means one who's strictly following the Bhagavad principle. 16 miles in the four Bhagavad principles. Otherwise, you should not sit in the Vyasasana. So I told him, I said, give up this nonsense habit of eating unoffered food. I didn't say, you know, I said, yes, it's true, you should not sit in the Vyasasana. But I was pushing him, and actually, you should give up this nonsense habit. And then you can say them yes. So anyway, we'll continue here about Atma Prasad, and then the first class of devotee Lord attains this stage by devotional service. But despite his loftiness, for the Lord's satisfaction, he may play the voluntary part of a preacher of the Lord's glory and dovetail all his devotional service, even mundane interest, just to give the Neophytes a chance to transform mundane interest into transcendental bliss. Well, what does that mean? Well, the first class devotee, you see, he's totally absorbed in Lavaka, completely absorbed. He sees everyone as higher than me. He bows down to all the evil little ant. I can offer the obeisances to an ant. He sees every single living entity is higher than him. They are all great souls, and I'm the most abominable demon. That's his humility. So for him, he's perfectly fixed in charge. He fully has unlimited respect for every living entity as part and parcel of Krishna. He sees the Paramatma in every living entity, and he has complete total respect for everyone. But they need to be corrected. The non-devotees have to be, and the neophytes have to be corrected. So who's going to do them? If his mood is not just offering obeisances, I bow down to you, you are a great personality, you are part and parcel of Krishna, then how will they get trained? So therefore the first class devotees, then they come, they act as preachers, which is a second class position. You see, Kanishtha Adhikari is the complete neophyte. He only respects the deity, he can't offer respect to the devotees. That's called Kanishtha Adhikari. Majjhima Adhikari, he makes distinction. Here's the Lord, here's the devotees, here's the innocent, and here's the demons. That's the preacher of the Majjhima Adhikari. And the Uttama, he's felt at everyone's feet. You're all my worshipful gods, my deities. You're my worshipful personalities. See, that's his heart. He sees everyone as worshipable. So, despite his loftiness, as Prabhupada says, for the Lord's satisfaction, he may play voluntarily part of a preacher for the love of the Lord's glory. In this way, you see. To transform the mundane interest of the mundaners. You see, they're called mundaners because their interest is mundane. He wants to train the mundaners how to come to the level of Atma Prasad. Mm. That's what he wants to do. So that's his service. We're being corrected by the devotee, the Majjhima preacher. When there's a first class pure devotee of the Lord who corrects us, we should understand they're doing an austerity. It's not for their sense gratification, they get some kick out of chastising us. No. The first class devotee actually is an austerity for them to correct us. They're doing it as a service to us. So we should always take it in the right spirit and not be angry at them or feel disturbed that they're in a lording and over mood. No. Their mood is simply to serve us with love. And if they correct us, we should think, this is, they're doing an austerity, taking the time and trouble to correct me, which is actually an interruption for their spiritual bliss. They're interrupting their own spiritual bliss, telling me I'm doing something wrong, which is not a relishable thing. The first class devotee doesn't relish correcting people. But they're doing that austerity out of love for me. So we should never misunderstand and think they have some lording and over mood. They're not a blissful person. They're not a loving person. We should never misunderstand the first class devotees who act on the Majjhima platform out of kindness for us. We should never misunderstand. They just want to help us transform our mundane interest into transcendental bliss. That's their only desire. Srila Rupa Goswami has described this action of a pure devotee as nirbandha Krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchite. Even mundane activities dovetail in the service of the Lord are also calculated to be transcendental or approved kaivalya affairs. So this is one of the most profound purports I've ever read, I can tell you right now. One of the most profound purports I've ever read. It's an amazing purport. If we can understand and apply this, I guarantee you we will be solidly situated on that pathway, the Kaivalya Pantha. Very solidly situated on that platform. And material nature, we can just say, goodbye, Maya. So long, Maya. Hello, Krishna. This really, we can apply this purport very nicely in our consciousness, in our thoughts, our words, and our deeds. Magic will happen in our lives. There'll be an amazing opening of our consciousness. See, right now we have this tunnel vision. We're staying within, we're still constricted by whatever particular modes of nature we're in.
Hmm.
We're very constricted. We have very limited tunnel vision, you see. We can't see everything out there. We can't see Krishna. We can't even see the material nature completely. Very, very constricted vision based because of our lust, our anger, our greed, our madness, illusion, envy. But these qualities, these negative qualities, if we can go on hearing, as Prabhupada is recommending here, then these negative qualities get pushed back. And boom, we have a new vision. We have an enlightened vision of reality, which is so sweet, it's so wonderful, it's so ecstatic, that there's nothing in the material world to compare. Even being Brahma, having the post of Brahma, you have to compare to the experience of a pure devotee of the Lord. And what is big, even a neophyte devotee is described here. Even if you're not a pure devotee yet, just seriously taking up this pathway, as Prabhupada says, if properly undertaken under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, even the neophyte can taste transcendental bliss 24 hours a day. Even the neophyte. So I need a spiritual master. You know, I try to do it without a guru for a while, thinking I can do it without a guru. Krishna consciousness is great. Prasadam is wonderful. The love, the chanting is wonderful. But I don't need a guru. I just do it. No. Devotees convince me. Philosophically, it was there, but what really convinced me was I realized devotees were tasting nectar on a higher level than me. That's what really pushed me over the edge. When I realized I'm licking the outside of the jar, and they got their tongue right there in the tiny little nanny jar. I'm licking the outside, you know. I was living in the ashram. Going to the morning program, chanting 16 rounds, following the rules. I even shaved up with a seeker. Of course, the devotees got kind of angry. I did that before I moved in because I thought it was cool, you know. You didn't get permission to do that. They chastised me. The devotees, the Vishnujan Swami, upbeat about it. He was called on the phone to the temple president of Dallas. In those days, our Austin Temple was bigger than Dallas, can you imagine? They had a duplex, half of a duplex, and we had a whole house. We were bigger than the Dallas Temple in those days. But I remember Vishnujan, I heard him on the phone, and he was talking to Mohanananda, the president of Dallas, and said, guess what? I had played the role of the Kazi in the play in Dallas. I had my long hair and my beard, they had me play the Kazi. Hmm. He said, guess what? The Kazi shaved up. So the devotees chastised me. Vishnujan Swami, he was celebrating my having shaved, spreading the good news around Texas that I had shaved up. Kasi shaved up. So you and I was shaved up. I was living in the ashram. Still, I was thinking, yes, I'm here. I'm a songwriter. You know, I'll just write songs about Krishna. You know, go around singing songs about Krishna. Spend some time in the temple to get more expert in the knowledge so I can write better songs and then I'll go out and do my music. That's what I was thinking.
Mm.
This is a temporary training here in the ashram. And then, you know, I was thinking, I'll follow George. George would be my mentor and get, you know, Krishna conscious songwriter. But they convinced me that actually by surrendering to Prabhupada, I realized that actually I would be more effective. Just being a pakka brahmachari preacher would have more effect than being a congregational type member singing songs about Krishna. I realized that, but the real, that was on one hand. The other hand, I realized they're getting more nectar than me. That's all. It's the old envious nature that actually convinced me. They're getting more nectar than me. So that convinced me to actually do hear what Prabhupada says. properly undertaken under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. So we have to learn how to actually do what our spiritual master wants us to do. Not that we put our conditions that Gurudev, I'll be your disciple, but if. What does that mean? It means I think I'm the guru, and I'm telling the guru how he has to accept me. Is it? If. You can't put your conditions. You cannot put your conditions. You have to surrender to the spiritual master, means unconditional. Whatever the spiritual master says, I'm under his order, I'm under his instruction. That's what it means to surrender. So, the spiritual master, that's the challenge he sometimes faces. He has disciples that don't want to be surrendered, but he has to think, how can I convince them to fully surrender? How can I inspire them? How can I instill in them this inspiration to become completely surrendered? So that's his meditation. He's praying to Krishna, my dear Lord, please help me convince these disciples to become fully surrendered to the order of the spiritual master. It's not a lording over desire. He knows this is what they need in order to actually break out of the modes and enter into the realm of pure bhakti. So this is his loving service to them. He's contemplating them, he's praying to Krishna, he's praying to Krishna, please, my dear Lord, bless me that I can inspire them to come to this level of Shuddha Bhakti, complete surrender. So the spiritual master is on our side. He's there to help us. Sometimes the disciples want to do something different, and the spiritual master even gives a concession to them. It's like the boy who he was a guitar player and he wanted to learn how to play sitar. So he wrote Papa, can I learn how to play sitar? Papa said, no, you already just play the guitar. You don't need to learn the sitar. It's in the Veda base, you can read it in the Veda base. It's letter. You look at Google sitar guitar and search and read the letter. It's an interesting letter. But then Papa was very kind, he said, but if you want to learn how to play sitar, here's where you're gonna learn the sitar. You see. It's not that if you want to play sitar, I reject you as my disciple. Get out. No. He preaches, actually, you should only, since you know how to play guitar, just play guitar. Be happy just playing the guitar. The disciple, no, I want to play. So this way, the spiritual master is training. He gives a little concession sometimes, but then he's reminding, this is what you really should be doing. So that's the spiritual master's kindness. Some of the disciples are fully surrendered, but the spiritual master says, oh, they're partially surrendered. Okay, let me give some concession to them. At the same time, remind them what they really should be doing, but at the same time, give them a concession so they can gradually, you know, come to the position of full surrender. So this is the kindness of the spiritual master. He wants to train that disciple how to place themselves fully under the guidance of the spiritual master. Even if they can't fully do it yet, let them engage on a certain level, and he trains them how to come to level full surrender. So that's their benefit. That's how they become liberated. So we got 2 minutes left. I get so inspired on this. Yeah.
By coincidence, last night I read in the Krishna book that thinking, feeling, and willing are caused by the modes of nature.
Wow.
So this morning I had a thought, and I thought, but what if you're trying to do what the spiritual master ordered you to do? Is that under the mode?
No, that's as soon as you think, I must serve my guru's order now, that is liberation from the modes of nature. Immediate liberation. Immediately liberated, yeah. Any other questions? Yeah.
There were a lot of questions from today's class, unfortunately. But
I guess I was too inspired today. Too inspired by these topics. Let's see if we can squeeze them in.
The devotee is often trained that don't worry about what you want. Just think, how can I please Guru? How can I please Krishna?
Right.
Father, not my will, but thy will be
right.
Done.
That's the standard.
Yeah. And so I'm having trouble reconciling that with the devotees in the spiritual world serving Krishna according to their desire.
Okay. Yes, in the spiritual world, you do whatever you want, but your desires are perfectly harmonized, are dovetailed with Krishna. That's the difference. That there is quite a distinction. Here you just have to do what the spiritual master wants. In the spiritual world, as a liberated soul, completely purified, you just now you get to do what you want completely. Mm. But but that is automatically what Krishna wants you to do.
Mm.
You're still doing exactly what Guru, in the spiritual world, you're still doing exactly what Guru and Krishna wants you to do, but what you want is fully dovetailed with what they want now.
Mm.
Here in the material, there's a split. My Guru wants me to do this, but I want to do that. You see. Krishna wants me to do this, but I want to do that. There's a split. In material consciousness, there's a split. For neophyte devotees, there's a split. You see. But in the perfectional state, it's completely, boom, it's completely harmonized, you see.
Wow.
In perfect harmony. It's not that you become one with Krishna, but you're perfectly, just like two people can be singing in harmony, or they can be out of a guitar, you know, you can just, the strings are perfectly in tune. If you hit that chord, it's so beautiful. Boom.
Mm.
So, yeah. Any other questions? Devi, you have any questions?
No, time is up.
Time is up? Mm. Yeah, it's just hit 8 o'clock right now. Okay. All right, well, we thank you all very much for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class today. We're engaging this process of Shravana. Take this every day, either here at home or wherever you may be. Always be hearing this transcendental knowledge, because this knowledge will bring you on the Kailaya Panta, from the path of material agitation to the platform of Atma Pashya. Jai. Shri Prabhupada.